You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
The Mutton Sandwich Podcast.
All right, welcome to the second episode of the Mutton Sandwich Podcast.
That's right. It's my favorite kind of sandwich.
Oh, yeah. The mutton sandwich.
Because we're either ends of a sandwich that features a celebrity in the middle.
We're the bread.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of. Yeah,
And who doesn't love bread?
Right? Yeah, because I always say, dough.
Welcome. And by the way, thank you, everybody, for the wonderful feedback for the first episode.
Absolutely.
That we put out a couple of weeks ago. And hey, if there's any of your favorite DJs you would like us to bring onto the podcast, Just DM us on Instagram. So if you haven't heard, the Mutton Sandwich Podcast is an opportunity for us to hang out with our famous friends.
Because we have a lot of very good friends who work in radio. There's so many stations here at MediaCorp.
That's right.
And, you know, very seldom do we ever get to interact together on a basis where people can listen to us, you know, talking to each other.
You never hear DJs from different stations interact. Mm. Not on radio. In fact, it's because, you know, when you're on a particular station, you pretend other stations don't exist.
Don't exist, yeah.
So that's how it works. And please welcome our next guest from Yes, Tio San San. Hello, Pei Fen.
Hi.
Hey. It's so nice to talk to you on this kind of level, because you know we always bump into each other in the hallways, in the building, and all that, and we have these nice little conversations, but we never really get to sit down and talk and you know, let people know about ourselves. So thanks for being our second guest on the Mutton Sandwich.
Except that the truth is, Pei Fen, we actually now barely run into each other.
Hard to do that
for a couple of reasons. One is, of course, COVID-19. So, you know, different DJs from different stations are not allowed to hang out physically.
Right.
But also because here at MediaCorp, something that I don't know if you guys even make public on your station, is that for the longest time, Tio San San was on a different floor from the rest of the studios.
Yes. We were isolated already before COVID.
Yeah.
We were on the fourth floor. Yeah, and the rest of the guys, you guys are on seventh
right? floor.
Right.
Yeah,
so we hardly ever run into you. So it feels like a long time since we've seen
you. Since we've seen Pei Fen.
But can we start by saying congratulations?
Thank you. I know why you invited me on this show now.
Oh,
this
why?
Is called Mutton Sandwich, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you know, like this fatty piece of
no, please lie.
So you just announced it on Instagram like a few weeks ago that you were expecting your second one. So well done, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for adding to Singapore's population, first of all.
That's right. Family's growing. Yeah.
Let's ask you about that first. How many months along are you?
Let me count. Seven plus, almost eight.
Really?
Almost 8 months already.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so you're going to pop very soon.
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool. Wow.
Is there a reason why you waited so long to make the announcement? Usually people make it like after the first 3 months, but so you would have made the announcement when you were like 6 months pregnant.
Yeah, I think I made the announcement, later than 6 months, because maybe it's because of, you know, everybody's working from home.
Sure,
I am not going out at all. And, you know, there's just no reason to just say anything. So I was just happy, relaxing at home, hiding at home.
That's nice.
Yeah. And also, you know, I felt that the time was right after about 6 plus months.
Wow. So, fantastic. Well, obviously all the best. I mean, you know, in about a month's time, you're going to have an addition to the family as well. But on the mutton sandwich, you know, we also like to talk about you as a professional. You've been in the industry for quite a number of years, even though you're still so young.
2 years only.
2 years only. Right? With a zero at the back.
Actually, we kind of think we know the timeline, because we were here when you first joined Tio San San. Mm. Which year was it that you joined?
19. No, no, no. 19. No. Okay, full time. 2004.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
And so tell us how it all began for Pei Fen.
It's all very simple, actually. I took part in a competition when I was in JC, after JC, I think.
Oh, right.
And then, yeah, I won that. And so they signed me on as a part-timer.
Okay.
So I did part-time for a few years. And then after that, when I graduated, they offered me a full-time, the station offered me a full-time job.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And so the story goes. And you've, you know, not only been really successful on radio, you've also done a lot of TV gigs as well, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, over the years, I've had the chance to work on a number of TV shows, which I'm very happy,
and it's
a great experience.
But going back to the fact that, of course, now you are you're a family woman, right? I mean, how old is Luke now?
He is five.
Five?
Wow. Has it been 5 years?
I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Time flies, right? You should know.
Yeah, I know time flies. Yeah. I mean, but I didn't realize Luke was already 5 years old.
Do you feel like you've taken a step back from doing a lot of like TV and all the other things once you became a mom?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I want to spend more time with him while he's still in his very tender years.
Yep. Yeah.
Like when he still wants to be with me, when he's at home.
Right.
You know, I think in about like 5 years, he's going to say, I don't want to spend time with you. I want to play with my friends. Yeah. So I want to cherish these years while they still last. So I try to make as much time for him as I can.
But why do you guys wait so long to have the second one?
well, actually, we didn't wait that long. I think is it a lot of like too much info?
No, it's there's no too much info here on the Mutton Podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we tried for a couple of years actually.
Okay,
so so we succeeded this year.
Fantastic!
Right. So
that's always good news.
So for everyone who wants to try, you don't get it once you try. Again, it's like lottery. It's not.
Yeah.
You buy, then you win.
Well, they do say practice makes perfect. So yeah. Just keep practicing.
I'm sure you will know.
Yeah, of course. I've been trying for so many years now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, and by the way, I mean, we're back to the baby again, but do you know if Luke is getting a brother or sister, or can you say it? Have you made it public?
I've already announced, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have a baby brother.
Oh, that's awesome. Well,
what's up with all of you having boys? Because Vernon is also having a boy later this year.
Yeah.
So all boys.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I'm not actually doing any work. So yeah. I'll just take all the credit.
No, you have to do work. You have to serve the person who is...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's happy. Simple. But I'm not giving birth, so that's fine. Yeah. Thank God. It's easy for me. Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to the history again. So 2004, you started at Yeo San San. So here's the thing. We remember you, and we used to hang out a lot more because back in the old Caldecott building...
Yeah, our old campus.
Yes. Yeo San San and 987, the station that we were at the time, were actually next door to each other.
Neighbors.
Literally next door. So I remember there was one time you were doing the nights, was it? And we were doing nights at the same time.
Yeah, that's right.
And we were run into each other a lot then. This is the Mutton Sandwich Podcast where we pull no punches.
Yeah, right? Sure.
So at a time before you really knew us, what were your first impressions of Justin and Vernon? Like, what came to your mind? These two crazy fellas with the blonde hair just walk in every night. So what was your first impression?
I always thought you guys are really fun and funny. So, I mean, every time, I don't really remember exact conversations, but every time I bump into you guys, it'll be like, you know, like other than a hi, and if we started talking to each other, I'm sure I would laugh. You know, there's something that you guys will say something funny and then I'll laugh. So, I mean, I look forward to seeing you guys along the corridor, you know. Yeah, there are some people you don't look forward to seeing, but you guys.
I'm glad you said that. I was going to say that, but yeah.
Let's not name names.
No.
Let them show, right?
So how many... Okay, here's the thing I've always wondered, okay? There's a very big difference between the English stations and the Chinese stations here at Mediacorp.
Sure, the language stations, yeah.
So, and let me tell you what I think the difference is.
Okay.
At the Chinese stations, you guys seem to change time belts all the time.
Yeah, you rotate time belts, right?
And we found it very strange because in English stations, it doesn't really happen. So some people most people, in fact, are at a particular time belt.
For a long time, right?
But Chinese stations seems every 1 or 2 years. Is it something like, tell us the strategy behind that.
We try to refresh the experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the aim of changing shifts for DJs,
right.
Refresh the experience for the listeners as well as for the DJs. Because sometimes when you do a certain shift for a very, very long time, yeah, you're more experienced, but maybe you get a little bit, you know, into a certain mode and then you're just doing the same thing. Yeah, so I think that's what we try to do. Yeah, but I think there's advantages also for like to do it like you guys, because you know you know your audience.
Yeah,
they're like your friends, like for many years.
Sure,
which I think is great.
No, well, pros and cons both ways, I guess. I mean, you know, if you get stuck with a show time that you really don't like for instance, you have to wake up early in the morning every day and you hate it, right? At least you have a deadline, like okay, 1 year time, you know, I can do something else.
Yeah.
We don't now. We're stuck.
Yeah, we're stuck. Yeah. So, which is your?
Wait. Can I ask you back? Like you know, like when you asked me how I felt when I met you guys in the corridor.
Yeah.
What about you? You know, like you both.
The words we have to use is in Hokkien.
What?
Yeah, every time we saw Pefin, we hey, Jobo.
Yeah. Again, we're not going to name names. We're not going to name names.
Yeah, yeah.
But there were a few DJs along the same floor, even some with the station that we were at the time, who had a crush on you. And they would quite publicly say it as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So we don't know if they even tried to ask you out and all that.
Who knows?
They never told us.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you were the, I mean, hope you're not offended by this phrase, but you were the hottie on the seventh floor.
Thank you so much. Okay, I only know someone stole my photo, but that's all.
Oh my
stole
god,
your photo?
What do you mean?
Tell us what happened. What do you mean?
Yeah.
You know, on our studio door, we have photos printed out of DJs at events or
Yeah.
So I think someone took one of my photos from the door.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. So it has to be one of you guys.
I mean, why we take a photo? We can see you there, right? We open the door, like, hey, perfect.
One of the guys from Perfect 10. Otherwise, you had to let them in because only the two stations can get into the.
That's right. So it had to be someone with 987.
No, I know who it is.
Who?
It's Dennis Chongqing. Because you know, I'm sure he aspired to be a Jobu.
Yeah, I think my makeup was good in that photo.
No, but we loved having you there. We could hang out. And this feels like a lifetime ago already, right? This
is
like,
it's incredible.
I know. 2007,
2008 kind of timing.
And like you said, you know, time flies. But you know, it's I guess all for the better. Look at you. You know, you're expanding your family.
Yeah.
You're doing very well on Chosansan now as well. So you know, everything's all good and everything is looking towards better things to come. Let's hope this pandemic disappears as soon as you can so we can actually see you in flesh.
Like. Yeah. So, you know, back to the previous point, right? Mm. Is there a time belt you haven't done?
No.
Oh, you've done everyone.
You've done
all of them.
Wow.
And which is your favorite? Which is your favorite time belt if you could choose one?
Wow. No, I'm on afternoons now.
Oh, afternoons now. Mm. Okay, afternoons now.
I'm from 2 to 5 p.m. now.
Right, okay. You've done mornings. We know that for a fact. You've done nights, of course.
Yeah. So, I think either morning or night would be my choice, but I can't decide.
You can't decide.
I think maybe, I don't know, nights.
I'll still choose nights.
I
remember we had a lot of fun doing nights as well. You don't have to wake up early some more.
Yeah, but the one downside about nights, they're sure fat on because you're eating supper every night. Right.
Yes. And you have no daytime life. You know, you just wake up at 3 p.m.
Exactly.
And
all
your friends have had lunch.
Precisely.
So you're eating supper every day. And because you sleep odd hours, you have no metabolism. Yeah. So, doing the night show on any station is the number one formula to get fat.
But now, because Beifen is expecting, it's the perfect show for her.
Why?
Because you have to eat a lot.
And you can't sleep at night.
There you go. You roll around. Yeah,
there you go.
You see, so we should talk to your bosses. Later, we'll call them.
I only do for about 1 more month.
Only 1 month only.
And then, maternity leave is coming, which will be a good break for you.
Which is not a leave.
It's not leave.
Oh, sorry.
A lot of mothers get very angry when you say, oh, going on 4 months leave, so short, you know. What short? You have to do so many things.
I will sleep less than if I did night shift.
Exactly.
Right, precisely. I don't know how that feels, so thank God.
Yeah.
tell us a bit about your show now. So tell us about the afternoon show that you do now.
Mm.
It's a solo show. Mm-hmm. So I'm the only one doing that solo shift. Yeah, because it's solo. Duh. Okay. So it's actually a very relaxing time because mm-hmm. 2 to 5 is like, you know, when you, what's that called? Siesta? When you take a break in the afternoon, yeah, you know, yeah, I want to create that kind of vibe. Yeah. So I just basically just, you know, talk to the listeners like a friend. I share some positive stories, you know, either from people, like real life stories mm-hmm. or some philosophical stories, you know, that I can find online or when I come across one.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, it's COVID-19 now and everybody's, you know, stuck at home.
Yeah.
So I try to give some encouragement,
right,
you know, positive vibes.
And you're working from home as well. You're broadcasting your show from home, right?
No, I don't go to the office.
Ah, there you go. So you broadcast from home. So okay, being in that kind of environment, so you're right there in the midst of you know, everyone else who's working from home. Yeah. How do you broadcast a show when, you know, you're obviously in a situation where there's family around, like your little boy is there as well, right?
Yeah, he is.
Does he make but special appearances? Understand. Oh, he does. Wow.
No, yeah, because I told him before that, you know, you cannot come in and make noise. Mama needs to work. Mm. And if you make any noise, then everyone can hear.
Oh, right.
So he's been quite cooperative, except for a few times when he, you know, needed a toy and kind of find it.
Sure.
Or he needed to watch a show and only I know how to find it.
Oh.
And then you would just come in quietly and stand there and, you know, like, get my attention.
Okay, that's not so
that's
bad.
So cute. Yeah.
I'm sure your listeners will get a kick out of hearing him or you know, just suddenly shout my name.
Yeah, special guest, right?
So I want to ask you this as well, Peifen. Like with a lot of the DJs in the Chinese stations as well, actually all languages, English, Chinese and whatever, sometimes you move stations. Right?
Sure.
We made the move 5 years ago from 987, the youth station, to Class 95.
Mm-hmm.
You've been at Jiu San San your entire career. Since 2004, like you said.
Right.
You know, do you want to, or do you know if there are plans to go to another of the Chinese stations? I mean, we have so many good Chinese stations here on MediaCorp. We got Jiuba, Jiutier. So do you know is it in your mind that will happen one day?
Yeah, it, of course, definitely it crossed my mind and then it's part of what I think about future plans.
Yep.
But it's another question whether they want me lah.
Yeah, right.
Well, of course they want you. And you know what? After this interview, the English stations might want you also.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Actually, I wanted to join 987 when I was in secondary school.
Are you kidding? Oh.
Wow. I took part in a competition. I mean, I took part in an audition some more.
Oh. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Was there a loss?
I don't know if Vernon, you were the one who was there, but
I'm sure I was. I was always there. I'm like the ghost of MediaCorp. I've been here forever.
As in you were the one who conducted the audition. Were you part of any team? I mean, I don't remember myself. Maybe 1995, 1996,
well,
around
I must have done something.
Yeah. I cannot remember. I just remember, all I remember from the audition was I had to read a script and it had Bundesliga on it.
Bundesliga. Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was the first time I came across it because I didn't watch European soccer back then.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sure I wouldn't have been the one who said, oh, no, this one cannot. Yeah. I mean, I'm not blind.
Things could have been very different if Peifen, or I know your English name is Christina, right?
Yes.
If Christina was on 987 at
there
some point,
wow.
Right? That would have been crazy. But,
so cool.
You know, life took you to Jiu San San. And like we were saying, you know, one day you might be on another of the Chinese stations.
For sure.
It's not something you would object to if they asked you to do it, right?
No, of course not. I mean, it's a natural, like for you guys, you know, you were at 987. Then what happened? The boss say you must move to Class 95.
Yeah, we just got too old. For 987.
I mean, we really,
all our listeners started calling us uncles. So yeah, better go.
Yeah, we have been.
I guess, to be very honest, I feel quite old at Jiu San San.
No, school, you're not old. Come on, stop it.
No, come on. Then let's be real. And so sometimes, yeah, I do feel like, you know, maybe 972 or 958 would be a more suitable station.
Well, okay. I'm sure in time to come, because I mean, you're such a radio stalwart, right? You've been doing this for such a long time, and obviously you have such a great passion for radio. I won't be surprised to, you know, see your career live long into the 30s and 40s.
And here's the thing about you know, the fellow veterans we have here in radio, right?
Yeah.
We never know if one day you could be our boss.
That's true, because yeah.
Sometimes radio people progress up into management as well.
Right.
And for all you know, if that's your ambition, one day you could be managing us. Or vice versa.
I cannot be boss. I think I cannot lie.
No, but that's the thing. All the DJs always say this, I cannot be boss. I cannot be boss. But you know, sometimes when they approach you and says, okay, look, it's time for you to move up.
Yeah, you never know.
You don't have a choice sometimes, right?
Exactly.
Peyvan, it's time to turn the tables right now here on the Mutton Sandwich Podcast, because we don't want to be the only ones asking questions. This is about how we know each other and all that. So now it's an opportunity for you, Peyvan, to ask us a question. It can be aimed at both of us, one of us, it's up to you.
Anything
under the sun, doesn't have to be work related. Go ahead. What question do you have for us?
Wow, this is so, it is such a, like one question on
one
you,
question.
Right? One question.
And you can get both of us to answer the same question. It's up to you.
Yeah, totally up to you.
This must
be very serious, because you guys are always not so serious. Let's try to get you guys to be more serious.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
What is
scary?
The meaning of life to you.
Wow. That's a tough one. Now, I think we both have different answers to this.
Yeah. Well, so. I think the answer changes depending on what age you are.
Mm.
Like the meaning of life to a younger person could mean something very different. And as you grow older, that meaning changes as well.
Right.
So now, I guess the meaning of life to me would be to wake up.
I think you're afraid one day you just won't wake up.
The older you get, you're scared. Like, oh,
I don't wake up today. Excuse me. If the day comes that you don't wake up, I'm the one who goes, Anama.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Four? You wake up at four?
I'm sorry, what?
What time do you wake up? You wake up at four?
Four.
Yeah, wake up at four every day.
So yeah, it's a horrible timing to wake up every day, but we do it because obviously we love our jobs and we love going on the show. But it's that one hurdle that you know, just irritates the hell out of you, because you don't really have a proper social life.
Every morning, we text each other to make sure that we're awake.
Yeah.
And every time I get a message from Vernon, I'm like, oh my God, thank God he woke up. He's awake. He's alive.
What's the message? Like, hey,
we usually send each other GIFs, like crying GIFs, sad GIFs, and things like that.
Yeah, the GIF is like Ellen DeGeneres going, no!
Yeah, and then Friday, it's the happy GIF or the dancing GIF, and like, yay, Friday, tomorrow I need to wake up.
That's so cute. Okay, what about Justin?
Oh, mine's a very simple answer.
I know the answer as well. Buffet.
you're right. The meaning of life is food.
Oh.
Because without food, life is not worth living.
Oh dear. Yes.
And again, and this comes from someone with no children, so I don't really have anyone to live for. So I live for food. Food is my life, and just one look at me, you can tell.
And obviously you're not going to live very long now, because
But it's true. I mean, I love food too. I love cooking, and I love cooking because I love eating.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't know you cook, Peyvan.
Yeah, I do.
Let me pull out my Chinese here. What is your na so hao cai?
What the hell is that?
Yeah, her famous dish.
I don't think I have any na so hao cai, but nowadays I'm pretty into baking. So I share a lot on my IG as well, like, you know, the cakes that I bake.
So cool.
I bake a pretty good cheesecake. I should make one for you.
Yes, please. Thank you. That would be amazing.
Are you on the Basque cheesecake bandwagon as well?
Actually, no.
Oh,
I'm
no,
sorry.
You didn't
my,
do
my
that.
I like my cheesecake light. So I like, you know, the Japanese.
Yes.
Oh, lovely, lovely, style. Lovely. Yeah. Wow, must check it out, man. Yeah. Well, okay, obviously not now, because you're very busy doing, you know, something's about to happen. So
doing something else
in the oven. Yeah, so after that, once you're done and everything's back to normal and everything, then that would be
awesome.
Nice.
Wow. Awesome. Okay, Peyvan, one last thing to do before we let you go. We know you actually have to go do your show very soon.
Yeah.
And that is this. Singapore is just celebrating our 55th birthday.
That's right.
So
happy birthday, Singapore.
So it's time for a little quiz.
Yes, and I'm gonna put you guys up to the challenge right now. So Justin and Peyvan, you guys will be battling each other.
Yes.
The winner, of course, gets bragging rights and free cheesecake.
Free cheesecake.
I mean, that's myself, right?
Yeah, that Peyvan has to make herself. So, not a very good competition. But anyway, let's do this in honor of Singapore. Let's ask you guys Singapore centric questions, and let the first answer obviously gets the point. Okay.
Okay.
So, all right, Peyvan, you're a proud Singaporean. You've lived here your whole life, right?
Yes, but I'm very slow these days. Please pardon me.
Oh, okay, okay, don't okay, worry. Okay, we'll take into consideration pregnant brain.
Yes.
Yeah. It is a thing. Yes. Okay. It is a thing.
How many? You pause 1 second first, Ken, and then you. Ken. And then you.
Give her a 1 second head start.
Okay. How many questions are you going to ask?
Okay,
us?
I'm just going to ask y'all maybe three questions.
Three questions.
Okay, okay. And first to two obviously wins, right?
Okay, Ken.
Okay, here we go. Piffin, if you're ready. Mutton, if you're ready. Here is question number one. Mm-hmm. In which year did Changi Jewel open?
Changi Jewel.
I don't know. Changi Jewel.
I want to say.
Not very long ago.
Last.
I can both guess, right? Let's see who's correct, right? Okay. I think Jewel. Oh my gosh, dude. It's quite recent, right?
Yeah. Fairly recent.
2015.
2015 is Piffin's answer. Mutton, you want to give it a shot?
I believe it was last year. It's either last year or the year before, but I'm going with last year.
2019.
Too late. Okay.
Mutton, you're right.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know where you went in 2015, Piffin.
I think
I'm sure it was quite recent, but I didn't know it was that recent. Oh
yeah,
my God.
Just last year.
2015, they started building it because that's when they demolished the T1
car park. The T1 car park.
Wow. Okay.
No worries. At least you know that there's a jewel and you've been there, so it's okay. Okay, you guys, here we go, guys. Question number two, okay?
Okay.
Who won Singapore's first Olympic gold medal? It was fairly
Olympic.
Olympic
Joseph
gold.
Schooling.
Yeah, you're right. You got it.
What are you talking about?
I heard the question wrong. I heard first Olympic medal. I was going to say Tan Hao Liang was in weightlifting. Yeah.
Right, that was a long time ago, but it wasn't gold. So gold medal.
Gold.
Joseph Schooling.
Okay.
So hopefully he can do it again next year.
Payphone has pregnant brain. I have pregnant ears.
You're just pregnant all the time.
I couldn't hear the question. Okay, it's 1-1. Oh,
1-1, not bad. It's so exciting. Okay, last question, guys.
Okay.
Here we go.
Wow, kanchong.
Wow, this one is the question of questions.
Okay.
Yeah, to test any Singaporean.
Okay.
Who was the first president of Singapore? Come on, he's on our money.
I know the face.
He's on our money. That's right.
We all know the face. Yeah. What's his name? Yusof Ishak.
Yusof Ishak. Hey, that's right.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Well done.
It's the pregnant brain, don't worry.
It will go away
in 1 month.
And besides, Piffin wins because she can bake cheesecake and you cannot.
That's
so
true,
yeah,
that's
she already
true.
Wins it.
Right.
So I'm the winner, I get the prize. Yes.
This is the first time ever we do a contest where the winner has to make their own prize.
Exactly, right? She's
don't
making
the loser makes her own prize and loser. The winner.
She's got a prize. She's baking already. Coming out next month.
Payphone, we wish you the smoothest of deliveries.
Absolutely.
When the baby pops.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on the Mutton Sandwich podcast. It's been great catching up for the
Thank you for having me.
No, it's our pleasure. And you know what, it's always nice to see you whether in the flesh or on a little screen like this, but we just want to say like we said, you know, all the best, and we can't wait to see you back here in MediaCorp, you know, working in our sister station just down the hallway.
Send our regards to the hubby, to Luke as well, mm-hmm. and hi to the new little one. Thank you. Take care and stay safe. Yeah, Payphone.
Yeah, and happy National Day,
happy
everybody.
National Day.